You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, Nika and Shane discussed the Pacific Island Forum and COVID-19. Here they are now.
First off, there have been concerns at a surging number of COVID cases, with the Prime Minister saying that going back to the red traffic light isn't on the table and wouldn't make a significant difference. However, do you see an issue in the current system, considering we do have those surging case numbers at the moment?
So the existing framework is very complex. A lot of people find it quite challenging to understand exactly what it means in orange. And I imagine that could be quite complex if there was a proposal to go back to red. And I think we need to rethink the whole framework we're in, make it simple, make it simple around masks, make it simple around isolation, with a view to escalating, whether there should be an increase. You know, we'll need to follow the science on that and see what the numbers do. But I have to say, it's very frustrating to consider that we might not quite be in this position if we'd have built more ICU beds and if we'd have done something more substantive around the health workforce. And we've had a whole range of different options, and yet here we are with escalating numbers, some saying the second wave, maybe even more than our first wave of Omicron, and restructuring the health system in the middle of all of that. None of that makes any sense.
Now, mask wearing and making sure people are getting their boosters seems to be what's really being pushed at the moment. However, many communities have reported that they have just been seeing mask use and booster efficiency waning, especially as vaccine passes got discontinued. So what are your thoughts on this in terms of mitigating the second surge?
So we do only have a number of levers. The levers we can pull are the levers that individuals can do, which include getting boosted, includes isolating where required, it includes cough and sneeze hygiene, it includes all those things. There's only so many things we can do with coronavirus, and the evidence is that there are benefits to the booster, that it does boost the immunity, particularly in older people. Really concerning the large proportion of people who have been infected with coronavirus in this new wave, who are older people, significant numbers. So those are the levers we can pull. We all need to pull them as responsibly as we can and be guided by the science as best as we understand it and the international evidence.
Now, sort of in a similar vein, are you concerned about the surge of flu cases and the effect that that's going to have happening at the same time as the second Omicron wave?
There is going to be that compounding effect of flu on top of coronavirus, which is also going to stretch resources in the primary and in the secondary sector. That is concerning. At the same time as boosters, we're wanting to encourage people to have their flu vaccine as well. But that there's no doubt that is a concern. Although having said that, the same measures for coronavirus are the same measures for flu: cough hygiene, isolation, mask where appropriate, and having a vaccination. So they're exactly the same measures. I do understand COVID fatigue and people wanting to be done with this. So I do understand that.
Fantastic. Now, moving on to the Pacific Islands Forum, our Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta said that on the table would be maritime boundaries, climate change, and potentially a conversation around security arrangements. How do you feel about these topics?
Look, I think they are important. I think what is just as important is the withdrawal of Kiribati and Micronesia. We have to, as far as possible, move together as a region for our collective economic and social good. We need to move together as a region. So to have two of those partners not joining the forum is a grave concern, and I think as much attention needs to be put into that relationship as to these other very important matters, but I think we need to keep the family together.
What are some potential repercussions you can see of their withdrawal from the forum?
So we lose the concept, if you like, that we are one region, and it gives that opportunity to think, oh, maybe individuals in the group can be picked off for other jurisdictions' own personal agendas that may not be the agenda of the whole region. That's one of the concerns when we see some of the family leaving. But again, we need to understand why that is and see if as a collective, as a region, we can address their concerns enough that they have stepped away from us.
Is there anything you think that our leaders over there can do to sort of re-establish relations with Kiribati and Micronesia?
So we like to hold ourselves and have done a good job as an international broker, an unbiased and fair player. That would seem to put us in a good position, or certainly used to put us in a good position to understand both sides of any argument and strive for a middle ground. So we should utilise that cachet as long as we still have it, as long as we haven't exhausted it in other areas. We should use that cachet as a fair broker, as a fair negotiator, and see if we can bring Kiribati and Micronesia back to the forum.
That was National Party MP Dr. Shane Letty. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.